Blog Talk Radio.
Two, yeah, but just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The books were open, the judges just in the right. What the heathens know about Black Plight? Lucifer trying to sit high as a satellite. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say a big boom created all life. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They try to change time, turn day in the night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say y'all son is named J. Christ. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The scriptures got a black, but the pictures paint us white. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They took Israel and switched them to Ishmaelites. Now you know they don't know about Black
Plight. Let's see what we can learn here. And we're going to see if this is the truth, because if it is the truth, it's consistent with the words of the Most High. Because that's how we learn what truth is.
Hallelujah, shalom, and welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show. I'm your host, Isha Yisrael. I'm the Moray of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, Ohio, bringing you the Black Plight Radio Show. Praise the mighty Yah. In another great show that we have in store for you this night, to praise the Most High Yahweh, to glorify his holy and righteous and everlasting and exalted name, to magnify his truth, to speak the truth of the Most High, so that those that are seeking Yahweh and Yahweh only may hear, convert, and be healed. Give all praises to the Most High Yahweh. Hallelujah. And this night we're going to speak about the Most High's book, what is commonly called the Old Testament. And we're going to speak about this Old Testament. Is it old? New? Is it forever? Is there something that comes after it since it's called the Old Testament? Why is it called the Old Testament? And what is really old about this Testament? We're going to get into that tonight. But before we get into our program, we're going to play a song by Eliyah Yisrael, entitled Isaiah 43.
But now thus saith Yah that created thee, O Jacob, and thee that formed thee, O Yisrael. Fear not, for Yah redeemed us out this hell. Remember not me making a brother really wanna yell. I have called thee by thy name that are mine. When thou passest through the waters, thou shalt be fine. I will be with thee, saith Yah, through the rivers. He will be our blanket when we are cold, and we shall fulfill you all. We through the fire, we shall not be burned at all. Neither shall the flame kindle upon our skin like Hezekiah. For Yahweh is our Elohim, our Holy One, and our Savior. He gave Egypt for our ransom, Ethiopia, see. But since we were precious in his sight, we have been honorable. He has loved us, therefore he will get men for us and many people for our lives. I fear not, because I know that Yah is by our side. Praise Yahweh till I die, Isaiah chapter 43. Praise Yahweh till I die, Isaiah chapter 43. Praise Yahweh till I die, Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah chapter 43. Yahweh is my Elohim, Yahweh call me by his name. Yahweh is my Elohim, Yahweh call me by his name. Yahweh is my Elohim, Yahweh call me by his name. Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah chapter 43. He will bring us seed from the east, gather us out of the mouth of the beast. He will snatch from the west to the north. He will say, give up to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that's called by my name, who he created me for his glory, yeah, and he has formed me. Bring forth the people that have eyes but cannot see, the deaf that have ears. Let all nations be gathered together and people assemble. Who among them can declare? Who can show us former things? Let them bring forth the witness witnesses that they may be. Justified than they be. We will say it's truth. We are the witnesses of Yahweh. We are a service. We are his chosen that he may believe and understand. Before him there was no God form. Neither shall there be after him. Praise Yah. Praise Yahweh till I die. Isaiah chapter 43. Praise Yahweh till I die. Isaiah chapter 43. Praise Yahweh till I die. Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. Yahweh is my Elohim. Yahweh coming by his name. Yahweh is my Elohim. Yahweh coming by his name. Yahweh is my Elohim. Yahweh coming by his name. Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43.
Hallelujah. All praises to the mighty Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh, the only one, the creator. Praise Yah. Welcome back to the Black Plight Radio Show. Again, I'm your host, Moray Ishah Israel of the House of Israel of Cincinnati. And we're blessed to bring you the Black Plight Radio Show this night. And I would like to give all honor and all praises unto the Almighty Yahweh, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, for blessing me to be able to learn his truth, his words, from one of his servants, one of his great servants, Moray Elisha Yisrael. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And praise Yahweh that I'm continually being able to hear the words of the creator and learn the words of Yah from his servants, and that I'm also able to deliver his words, for I am a servant of Yah. Hallelujah. Let's continue on with our program discussing the Old Testament. Old Testament. We are taught very grievously and very treacherously in the churches today. I want our people to understand that the churches in our communities and the churches throughout the earth that teach Christianity, that teach Christ, that teach that Yahweh is not the Savior, that teach that Christ is the Savior, these churches are grievous upon us. These preachers, these ministers, these bishops and all of these leaders in these churches are doing a very grave disservice to you and I, whoever it is that might hearken unto them. They are harming you. And it is my duty and my pleasure to cry aloud and spare not to lift up my voice like a trumpet and let Israel know their transgression. And the transgression and the great abomination that our people are included in this day and age and has been for far too long, the idolatrous worship of Christ of the New Testament, which has made our people confused. And tonight, it will be my efforts to be able to help get you out of your confusion. So I would like all those that are listening to make sure they call their Christian ministers, they call their friends that are in Christianity and in other religions, whoever, and tell them they should call 323-443-7418 and listen to the Black Plight Radio Show, or log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/House of Yisrael, so that they may hear the words of Yahweh and convert and be healed from the sickness of Babylon. Because we have been taught Testament, the first 39 books in this collection they call the Holy Bible, is old, the Old Testament. Well, in this so-called Old Testament, the Almighty's words are found. And the Almighty's words are never old. The Almighty's words are always current. They're always relevant. They don't get dusty. They don't get worn out. Old. Now, you have some ways of old, and of yes, they're of ancient times, but the way they want to say this book is old, like it's old and gone away with. It's old and done with. That's old. We in the new. Well, we're not in the new. There's no New Testament, and this is not the new time, the time of the new covenant. Don't let the preachers lie to you and tell you that this book that the Israelites study out of and tell the world that they must walk in the ways. They don't let the preachers tell you that this is old and done away with. They want you to believe that it's old and done away with, because if you think that it's old and done away with, then you won't serve Yahweh, but you'll serve JC. And as long as you're serving JC, the Christ of the New Testament, you're serving their pockets. So, let's not let them hit us with this lie about old. What did the book of Isaiah state? No, before we even go there, go to Ecclesiastes. Go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter of Ecclesiastes at the 14th verse, and let's see what that states there.
It reads, I know that whatsoever Elohim does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that man should fear before him.
Hallelujah. The Almighty Yah lets us know through one of his servants, the wisest man on earth, that whatever the Creator does, whatever Yahweh does, whatever the supreme power does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it so that men should fear before him. There is nothing that the Creator has done that has waxed old and gone away. Yahweh said he made the earth to be inhabited. Yahweh said that the children of Yisrael will be his forever. Yahweh let us know that his word is forever. So the book that houses the words of the Creator will not become old. It will not be something that we can discard because it's old and rotten. And now it is full of holes. They want you to believe that the word of the Most High is full of holes. But Yah's word is sound, set up for the righteous, if you go to the book of Proverbs, the second chapter, and start reading around, let's see, the sixth chapter, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, it reads,
"For Yahweh giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walketh uprightly."
So Yahweh lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. That means it's not filled with holes. It doesn't have any what they call loopholes. The Constitution and the Ohio Revised Code and all the other states' revised codes, that's why they revised. That's why the New Testament is a book that's trying to revise things, because they're trying to state that whatever was before it had holes. But there's no loopholes in the word of the Creator. It's sound wisdom. We know that it's sound wisdom because of Psalms, the 119th chapter and the 142nd verse. It reads here in Psalms 119, verse 142.
"Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness."
So the righteousness of the Creator is everlasting. It goes on forever. It does not stop. And then he said his law is what?
The truth.
The law is the truth. The truth does not need to be revised. The truth does not need to be revisited for greater fixing and revision and taking out things and doing this, that, and the third with it. The truth stands. If it's the truth, it's the truth. There is nothing outside of the truth. Everything that is outside of the truth becomes a lie. If it's not the word of the Most High, if it's not substantiated with the word of the Creator, if you cannot find the basis for what you are doing in life from the words of the Creator, then you're not following after the truth. Look what the Creator says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Start reading at the 19th verse. Isaiah, the 8th chapter, verse 19. And these are the scriptures the preachers, the pimps, and the bishops aren't going to take you to. They're not going to take you to these scriptures. Because if they take you to these scriptures, then you're going to ask the very simple question. Then why are we reading it out of the New Testament? Look in Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 19th and the 20th verse.
"And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits."
And that's what they're telling you. They're telling you to go after JC. He's a familiar spirit. He's a dead man. So if JC visits you like he visited Paul, then a dead man is visiting you. This is a familiar spirit. This is a ghost. The Holy Ghost. That's why they call him the Holy Ghost. This is a ghost, but he's not holy. A familiar spirit is visiting you and talking to you and letting you know things. This is not what Yahweh has ever spoken of for you and I to do. So when they come and tell you they have familiar spirits.
"And unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not the people seek unto their Elohim for the living to the dead?"
So you should seek after the Creator. Why are you seeking after some scientists that peep and mutter? Why are you seeking after a bunch of ghostly spirits? What does verse 20 say?
"To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them."
To the law and to the testimony. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. If there's no light in them, it's darkness in them. That's what's in them. if there's not any light in them, just plain old darkness. Because you're not speaking according to the law and according to the testimonies. So if somebody comes to you and they say to you that JC has saved you from all your sins and now the law is done away with. You're not no more under the law. You don't have to keep the law. All you have to do is believe and you'll be saved. If they come and tell you this, you ask them, you say, can you show us that? Can you show me that in the law? Can you show me that in the testimony? And the answer that they'll have is, what about this and what about that and what about this and what about that? And you'll never see Yahweh talk anything about JC. Nowhere. Nowhere in the book. It's not written. It's not there. We have to go from the law and the testimony. And it's not old. It's not waxing old. We have to do what Yahweh said do. Yahweh's laws and Yahweh's ways, that is how we obtain our salvation. That's how we do it. We don't follow Christ. We follow Yahweh. We don't follow Paul. We follow Yahweh. We don't follow James, Peter, and Timothy. We follow Yahweh. We are Yahweh's servants. The children of Israel are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. They are not Gentiles. Person said that I was a Gentile the other day. That's what they told me. They said, you a Gentile. How are you going to get saved? You a Gentile. I said, you can call me a lot of things, but don't call me a Gentile. Israel are not Gentiles. She said, well, then who are you? I said, I'm a Israelite. I'm a child of Yahweh. I'm not no Gentile. Don't let these preachers and pimps and bishops and pastors and popes tell you that you are a Gentile. Gentiles are the Europeans. Gentiles are the sons and daughters of Japhet. They are not the sons and daughters of Abraham. Don't ever let anybody let you know and get away with telling you that you a Gentile. Because then you're trying, if you accept of it, if you don't let the truth go forth, if you do not rebuke thy neighbor for thy sin, because that's a sin. That's a sin to call you out of your name. That's a grave mistake. Don't let nobody tell you that you a Gentile and you just take it. Because if you just take it, you just say, oh, that's who I am. No, that's not who you are. We are Yah's children. Correct the person that tells you you a Gentile. What did Yahweh say to our father, Jacob, in the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter? Us know why we are special. He let us know that this is what special is. This is why you so important. Don't take your heritage of being Yahweh's servant lightly. Genesis, the 28th chapter, the 10th verse, what does it read there?
And Yaakov went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yahweh stood above it and said, I am Yahweh Elohim of Abraham, your father, and the Elohim of Yitzchak, the land whereon thou liest. To you will I give it, and to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. In you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
All the families of the earth will be blessed through Israel. All the families of the earth shall be blessed. And the land where Yaakov was lying, he will inherit that land. That is our land. That is the holy land, the land of our promise, our covenant that Yahweh made with his people. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed through the children of Israel. And the children of Israel never was told to throw away the scriptures of truth that Yahweh gave and call them old and start walking after some white boy named JC. Yahweh never gave us these instructions. The preachers, the pimps, and the bishops, and the popes cannot tell you that you are a Gentile, that you have to come to Pope Francis to find out the truth. A man that accepts homosexuals, a man that lets pedophiling preachers just dance all over the earth and just rape whoever they want to. Yahweh never told us to go to these. So whenever you go to these churches, it need to be just to pick up all the money you gave to them, take it back, don't steal it, don't rob it, just request for it and say, because you shouldn't have been taking it from me in the first place. But don't go to these churches no more. Don't ask them of the law anymore. They won't tell you the truth. They're not even taught to tell you the truth because they're telling you you're a Gentile. They're not telling you, they're not telling our people that all the families of the earth will be blessed by you, the black man and woman in America. I read today two different news stories where they've shot our people dead, police throughout the country. They shot our people dead, young men, killed them for mindless reasons. And that's a curse. And what did Yahweh say happens when you curse the children of Israel in Genesis, the 12th chapter? Read this, and I want all the Gentiles that are listening, I want all the evil spies that like to pay attention and transcribe everything that we say, everybody of the earth that hears our voice, they need to hear this. And the children of Abraham, the true sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, must hear this. What did Yahweh say if you curse Israel? In the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, start reading at the first verse.
It says, "Now Yahweh has said unto Abram, get you out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing."
You're going to be a blessing. You're going to be a blessing. You're not going to be a cursing. You're not going to be the scourge of the earth, the shame of the earth. You're not going to be something where somebody gets and everything becomes defiled, rotten, and cursed. Every time you take black people somewhere, you have innovation. What happened when you took the black man from this coast of Africa and brought him over to America? You had cities built. You had machines invented, computers and traffic lights and stopwatches and washing machines and irons and all kind of lights and all kind of different mega systems and spaceships and airplanes and car wheels and all kind of things invented from the Israelite, because you are a blessing. Keep reading.
Verse 3. "And I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curse you."
And I'm going to curse them that curse you. That's what he said. "And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed." He said you're going to be cursed if you curse Israel. That's why there's a curse upon the whole earth, because they have cursed Israel. All these nations have put their hand in to destroy the children of Yah. So there's a curse in them. See, that's why they want you to think that this is the Old Testament. If you thought this was the Old Testament, then you're going to think this has nothing to do with you anymore. Upon the United Snakes of America, there's a curse upon Britain. There's a curse upon Italy, France. There's a curse upon Norway. There's a curse upon all the Dutch. There's a curse upon Germany, Spain, Portugal, Russia, China, Japan, Australia. There's a curse upon all these nations. a curse in Saudi Arabia. There's a curse in Babylon because they have cursed the children of the Most High. The Most High will not hold his peace forever, but he will raise up and he will gather all the nations together and he will glorify himself on all the nations because they've cursed the children of Yah. Don't let them tell you that you're not the recipient of these blessings. We are the recipients of these blessings. We are Yah's people, and we're not old, and we're not done away with. What did the Creator say about this Old Testament? What did he say about something old, and what do you do with this old thing that people want to call old? They want to call this book old. Well, what did Yahweh say about the old things? Go to Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, and start reading at the 16th verse. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16.
It says, "Thus saith Yahweh, stand you in the way and see, and ask for the old paths."
Ask for the new paths.
He said, ask for the old paths.
Ask for the old paths.
Where is the good way?
The old paths has the good way.
And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein.
And that's what the Christian ministers are saying, and the Islamic ministers are saying. They're saying they're not going to walk in the old paths. They're not going to walk in the ways of Abraham and Noah and Enoch and Seth. They're not going to walk in the ways of the righteous. They're going to walk in the ways of their heart. That's what they're doing. They're walking in the ways of their heart, and they're teaching men of their heart. They're not teaching you of the ways of Yah. But Yahweh said, since they want to call it old, seek the old path. Seek the good way. The old path, the thing that's been done from the children of Abraham for generations upon generations. Seek that. That is good, but when you start trying this newfangled thing called JC in the New Testament, you start seeking after things that are not going to help. They're not going to save you. It's nothing but a stumbling block to you. People want to act like and want to be like and want to talk like they some kind of preacher, a minister that's teaching Christ, but they're teaching our people how to walk in the ways of death. And what we're telling our people right now, what the Almighty wants you to know, is that his ways are the good ways. And this is the way which we should walk in. This is the way. And this is the law. And let's look at this law. This law that is not nowhere near old. Don't you know that the Jewish man, the so-called Jewish man, the one that has done all types of exploits to steal the true children of Israel's identity, the one who has now has inhabited some of our land, and they say that those are the people. Well, they're not the people, but they wrote themselves a book also called the Talmud. They got a Talmud, and they got this Talmud so they could alter the ways that are written in the book of Yah, in this Talmud. And they tell you all kind of abominable things and all kind of false ways. And in this Talmud, they have taught our people that they should stop believing and stop thinking and stop knowing and stop understanding that a day begins in the morning and that a year begins in the beginning of the year. In the Talmud, they let you know that a year begins. They want you to believe, and they teach that a year begins in the 7th month of the Hebrew calendar, which is the month where we have our holy festivals, our holy feasts, the Day of Blowing, Yom Terah, the Trumpets, Yom Kippur, and the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. They want you to think that in that month is the beginning of the year. They even say it is the beginning of the year. They go as far to have called Yom Terah the Day of Blowing or the Feast of Trumpets. They've gone as far to call that Rosh Hashanah, which means the new year or the head of the year, which is a lie. And they call this time that we're in currently right now, as you look out your window and you see a black sky on the east side of the country and an evening sky on the west side of the country, they want you to know that it's a new day. Even though it's dark and getting dark, they want you to believe that this is a new day. Well, my people, this is not a new day. This is the nighttime. The nighttime. And tomorrow is the rest of the holy rest of Yahweh, the Sabbath. It's a new day. Tomorrow, Yah willing, you wake up. Because in the law of the Creator, in his good way, he let us know that we must keep the Sabbath holy and remember the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So when does the Sabbath day begin? It begins at the same time every other day begins. And when does every other day begin? Every other day and every day begins in the morning. Do you need proof? I know you do. So let's go to the book of 2 Samuel, the second chapter, and let's read, I believe, the 32nd verse. And we're going to see an example of a day beginning, or when a day begins. Start reading in 2 Samuel. Chapter 2, 31.
But the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin and of Abner's men, so that 300 men died. And they took up Azazel and buried him in the sepulchre of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab, his men, went all night, and they came to Hebron at break of day.
They went all night. Like, all darkness, all night, Laila. All night. They went all night, and then they came to Hebron at the break of day. So what happened after the night was over? The day broke. The morning started to come in. The day was coming in because the night was over. So the day broke at the break of day. Go to the book of Judges. No, let's stay in Samuel and go to 1 Samuel around, I believe it's the 19th chapter. I might be getting it confused with Judges. I believe I want 1 Samuel 19, verse 11.
Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning.
They wanted to slay David in the morning. So what happened?
And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if thou shalt save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain.
You see, Saul sent messengers to watch David's house and said, kill him in the morning. So his wife came to him and said, look, if you don't get out of here tonight, if you don't leave tonight in the morning or tomorrow, which is the next morning, the next day, Tomorrow you shall be slain. A day begins in the morning. I have one. I don't know if I have one more. I might go to a few more. But let's go to another witness that lets us know that a day begins in the morning. In Judges, the 19th chapter. We're going to read Judges, the 19th chapter. Let's start reading at the 16th verse. No, don't start reading at the 16th verse. Excuse me. Start reading at the 25th verse.
It says, "But the men would not hearken to him. So the man took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning."
They abused her all night until the morning. Go ahead.
"And when the day began to spring, they let her go."
And when the day sprung, after the night was over, that's when the day comes in. The day don't come in after the day is over. Does that even make sense? That we just had a whole day, a whole 12, 14 hours of sunlight, and you're going to say it's a new day. But no, Yahweh's letting us know through his testimony that all night until the morning, and when the day began to spring, they let her go, because the day comes when it is light. When it is light. The night is after the day, and then the day comes up. You don't have a night and then a day, and you call the night the beginning of the day. If the night is the beginning of the day, what do you call the beginning of the day? If you really believe that the night is the beginning of the day, then stop saying good morning or boca tov when it is morning, for real, and say good evening or something, whatever you want to say, but don't say good morning, because it's not according to your logic. This is what the Jewish man has taught us. It's not according to the law. It's not according to the testimony. It's according to the doctrine of man. Go to, I believe, the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Because we're going to see what Yahweh has said about all this foolishness that is taught in the earth. Isaiah 29, start reading at verse 9.
It reads, "Stay yourselves and wonder, cry you out, and cry they that are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh have poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and have closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, have he covered."
That's why your preachers are telling you that you don't have to keep law. That's why these pimps and these pastors and these popes and these bishops are telling you you don't have to keep the law, because their eyes are covered. And the vision of all has become to you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, "Read this, I pray thee." And he says, "I cannot, for it is sealed." And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, "Read this, I pray thee." And he says, "I am not learned." That's why they're calling it old, because they don't know what to do with this book. So let's call it old, because I don't know what to do with it. I can't understand it. We can't keep these laws. It's too hard. I can't do it. And so it's old. But no, it's not old. Then in verse 13, he say, "Wherefore Yahweh said,
for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men."
And that's what your fear is about, the precepts of a man, not the precepts of Yah. Because that's what everybody is following, what a man has to say. not what Yahweh has to say. Everybody is following what a man has to say. And this is what man has to say. Look in the book of the New Testament. This is what they call this book, a New Testament. Well, it is new. It came around a few years ago, and it's something new, but it's very invalid. Just because it's new doesn't make it right. Just because it's new, it doesn't make it true. But this book here, in the so-called New Testament, you'll see what they're teaching our people. You'll see they're teaching our people some grievous, grievous things. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, we're going to see the evil that is being taught. In Romans 3, verse 19, we'll see what's being taught.
It says, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin."
You hear what he just said? "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight." No flesh shall be justified by the deeds of the law, for by the law is knowledge of sin. But now the righteous of God without the law is manifested. How can you be righteous without the law? Is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. He just lied. And what does verse 22 say?
It reads, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of JC, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in JC, whom God has set forth to be appropriation through his faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God." This here is malarkey. It's garbage. It's a lie. It's not true. And Paul lets you know that you got righteousness, which is by JC, which is a lie. And he also told you in verse 21 that righteousness is manifested without the law, which is a lie. And he told you in verse 20 that no flesh shall be justified by the deeds of the law, which is another lie. Going to show you the words of Yahweh that completely destroy this, but first let's show you how some other writers of these books felt about this. Go to the book of James, the second chapter, and start reading the 14th verse.
It reads, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have no works? Can faith save him?"
And apparently the Christian teachers, preachers, pimps, and hustlers, and bishops, and all these popes and convoluted men, they're telling you that, yes, you can be saved just by believing in Christ. Go ahead.
"If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you saying to them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit?"
So a cold, poor, hungry man come to your house, and you a Christian, and he say, "Can I have something to eat?" And you say, "Shalom, peace." be warmed, be filled. But you don't give him any bread, no hot chocolate, no hot coffee. What is he? Is he going to be warm? Is he going to be filled? No, he's not. So what is your faith doing for you if you're not doing any work behind it? Verse 17.
Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone.
He just said faith is dead. This is the New Testament, isn't it? This is the book of James, isn't it? Supposed to be the brother of Christ. He said faith alone is dead with no works. Verse 18.
Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
And that's what we'll show you, the faith that Yahweh told us to have by doing what he said. That's why Abraham was counted faithful, because he did what Yahweh said. He believed Yahweh, and he did what Yahweh said. You believe that there is one God, says James. You do well. Also believe and tremble. So it don't make no difference that you believe that there's one Elohim. We know that there's only one Elohim. The devils know that. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Woo! This is James talking now. This is the same James talking that told Paul to act like he was a law-abiding Israelite. You want to see that? Go to the book of Acts and go, we want the 21st chapter and start reading at the 16th verse.
It reads, there went up with us also certain men of the disciples of Sisera, and brought with them one Mason of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had
went
saluted
in with
them,
us unto James. You see that James is there, the same James of the book we was reading. And all the elders were present. Go ahead.
And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought amongst the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brothers, how many of those thousands of Yehudanites were there, or which believe? And they all are zealous of the law. And they are informed of thee, that thou teachest all the Yehudanites which are amongst the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to be circumcised their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we
now listen
to
this. Now listen. You see, Paul came and he was with all the elders with James, and including with James, they told him, look, we know what you're doing, and it's cool. We think it's these Israelites, they're zealous for the law, and they're going to kill you, man. So this is what you need to do. Verse 23.
We have four men which have a vow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walketh orderly and keepeth the law.
So they want you to look like they telling them. This is the same James that in spitting game about show your faith without works, and I'm going to show you my faith with works. Faith without works is dead. That's James that said that. Now James is telling Paul to disguise himself like he keeping the law. He said, but that you do yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. He want so they don't kill you, Paul. Go and act like you keeping the law. As touching the Gentiles, as concerning the Gentiles, they're telling them, the elders, James and the elders, the disciples, as touching the Gentiles, which believe, we have written and concluded that they know such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols and from blood and from strangled and from fornication. You see, this is what they told Paul to teach the Gentiles, and Paul went and taught everybody this, and now they're like, look, you got the Israelites mad because you're teaching everybody not to keep the law, but we only told you to teach the Gentiles not to keep the law. But how you going to only tell the Gentiles not to keep the law, but you telling everybody that faith without works is dead? This is this foolishness that you're reading in the churches. So I'm going to go to James, and some of the preachers aren't going to go to Paul. That's why you have 20,000 denominations throughout the land. But the point of the matter is that you can't deal with a doctrine that don't agree with itself, let alone a doctrine that is not based in the laws and the testimonies of Yah. You saw what the book said in the New Testament, that if you're justified, if you're doing the deeds of the law, you are not justified. You cannot be justified. Well, Yahweh has some other thing for that. Go to the book of the 18th chapter, and let's see who's justified and who is condemned. Let's see in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, and start reading the 8th verse.
Reads, he that have not given forth upon usury, neither have taken any increase, that have withdrawn his hand from iniquity, have executed true judgment between man and man.
Let's start reading. Let's start reading at the
Five. It says, but if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and have not eaten upon the mountains, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife, neither have come near to a mistress woman, and have not oppressed any, but have restored to the debtors his pledge, have spoiled none by violence, have given his bread to the hungry, and have covered the naked with a garment. He that have not given forth upon usury, neither have taken any increase, that have withdrawn his hand from iniquity, have executed true judgment between man and man,
mm-hmm.
have walked in my statutes, and
mm-hmm.
have kept my judgments
mm-hmm.
to deal truly,
mm-hmm.
he is just,
mm-hmm.
he shall surely live, saith mm-hmm. Yahweh Elohim.
Hallelujah. That's what Yahweh said. Yahweh said that if you do these things, these are righteous things, these are good things, these are right things, these are by the law, that you're just. And if you're just, you're justified. Because if you're just, if you're right, you're righteous. And he said, this is how you be true. This is how you deal truly. If you keep the law of the Creator, if you do not oppress people, if you restore the debtor his pledge, if you don't spoil people by violence, if you give your bread to the hungry, if you cover the naked with a garment, he said, if you do these things, if you don't lift up your eyes to Christ, to the hippie on a stick, if you don't lift up your eyes unto the Egyptian idols, if you don't up your eyes unto the Kaaba stone, if you don't lift up your eyes unto the fat man in Asia, if you don't lift up your eyes unto all these idols, then you're just. If you do the right thing, withdraw your hand from iniquity, execute true judgment between man and man, if you do these things, you're just. These are the law. This is the law of Yah. This is that so-called Old Testament. This is the old path that we're supposed to do so we can be justified by the works of the law. And that's what Yahweh said do. And the last verse you're going to read is verse 27 of this verse. Chapter. Verse 27 of this chapter.
It says, again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive.
He's going to save his soul alive because he what?
He considereth.
Uh-huh.
And turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die.
He shall not die. He shall save his soul alive. He has no instruction to go to Christ. None. None at all. None instruction to go to Christ. He is going to save himself alive because kept Yah's law, the Old Testament. And this is what the Old Testament is really called. And we're about to take callers, 323-443-741. Press 1 if you're on the line if you would like to speak. 323-443-7418. And this is what Yahweh called his book. I'm going to show you two different titles you could call the book of Yah. The first one, go to the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter, in the 21st verse. Let's look what Yahweh's servants, the angels, called this book. Go ahead. Daniel 10, verse 21.
It reads, but I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
The scriptures of truth. The scriptures of truth. Scriptures of truth. Not the Old Testament, but the scriptures of truth. And another name you could give the book that we use, that we read, that we study, that has our national constitution and our moral constitution. This is the other name. It's called Isaiah, the 34th chapter, the 16th verse.
It reads, seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read.
It's the book of Yahweh that we should seek out of and read, because
no one of these shall fail,
mm-hmm,
and none shall want her mate, for my mm-hmm mouth it hath commanded,
Yah's
and his
mouth
spirit
commanded.
It has gathered them.
And Yah's spirit has gathered them. That's what it said in Proverbs 2 and 6. Out of the mouth of Yahweh cometh knowledge, wisdom, and he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, the ones that are justified by the law. But the ones that are justified by Christ, all he has laid up for them is statutes and judgments that they cannot live by. Praise the mighty Yah. I hope and pray that those that have been seeking the word of the Creator this night have heard it, and it has enculturated in them, that it might plant a seed that might sprout out truth, so that they may walk correctly, and that we all may learn how to live in the righteous ways of Yah. I want to go to our board and take some of our callers now. The number is 323-473-7418, and if you're on the phone lines already, press 1. And we got our first caller. It's a 616 area code. Shalom. You on the air?
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
I didn't push number 1, but praise Yah. Excellent lesson.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom. And we go on to our next caller. Shalom, there.
Shalom, shalom. Praise Yahweh. This is Brother Shalom.
Shalom, praise Yahweh.
Shalom, shalom. I just want to say it's a great lesson that you're teaching on tonight. You know, it's most definitely beautiful, you know. I think this is what all of the servants of Almighty should be doing, you know, tearing up these false doctrines that the Christian churches got our people drunk off of, you know, so all glory to the mighty Yahweh for the teachings, man, that you teach tonight, trying to wake up Israel, bring back Jacob to the Most High Yah. I want to let you know, man, hope you have a good Shabbat day tomorrow. Hallelujah. Stay blessed, brother.
Praise the mighty Yah. We appreciate your call, brother. Praise y'all. Have a good Shabbat tomorrow also. Shalom. If anybody else would like to make a call, 323-443-7418. 323-443-7418, or press 1 if you're already on the phone line. We have another caller, 336 area code. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, brother. Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd just like to commend on an excellent lecture tonight, brother. Just keep up the good work. Praise Yah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. All glory be to the Creator. Hallelujah. Thank you for your call. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. And if anybody else would like to call in, you can at this time. We're receiving callers at this time. And I don't know if the same brother that was listening last week, he asked about the Old Testament. He asked about the New Testament also, and let him know that we would deal with it this week. And he said he knew of some contradictions in the Old Testament. I was eager to hear him. So if he's out there, I would be ready and willing to receive your call so we can see what those contradictions are. But if not, then we'll move on. And if anybody else would like to make a comment to confirm the words of the Most High and to glorify the Creator, you can at this time. Or if anybody disagrees with what I've been speaking about, you can call and voice your opinion at this time, and we can, if anybody would like to, that's a preacher, a minister of Christ, that would like to defend their doctrine at this time or at any time, you can call us at 323-443-7418. And if you can't get us now, you can call me at 513-237-5911. 513-237-5911. My number, ready to have a discussion of how we can magnify the truth to our people. If Yahweh be Elohim, then let us serve Yah. And if whoever you serve be Elohim, then let us see that it is the truth so we can serve the truth. But we know there is no wisdom, there is no counsel, and there is no understanding against Yahweh. We know that. But if you think you know something different, just because the righteous are as bold as a lion, and we're not going to back down from nobody. We're not going to run from anybody. We just want to hear the truth. And if you got the truth, bring the truth. If you don't have the truth and you want the truth and you want to learn the truth, then keep listening. And we got a 419 area code. We're going to our caller right now. 419 area code. You're on the air. Shalom.
Shalom, brother. What's going on? This is brother from Toledo.
This is my brother, Steve.
Kind of going in and out.
Hello? Yeah, I said this is my brother Stephen Kumasi.
Yeah, this Steve Kumasi, Yehuda Malakiah.
Yeah, this is the man with many names. Praise the mighty Yah. It's good to hear your voice, brother. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Praise the Almighty. You know, I called in, saw you on Facebook probably about 15 minutes ago, put a stat up. I saw it. I said, let me go ahead and call in. I've been listening in, you know, getting some knowledge, man. So I ain't feel right calling in and not buzzing in to speak to you, you know. So I wanted to, you know, buzz in, see how you was doing, man, and give my props, you know. How you been?
Well, Yahweh's blessing us, brother. Praise the mighty Yah. It's good to hear your voice. It'll be even better to see your face soon. And praise Yahweh. Good to hear you. Hope to see you soon, too, brother. And praise the mighty Yah.
Yeah, man, I'm planning on being in Cincinnati around November 5th or November 6th. Are you in Cincinnati or are you still in Atlanta?
Yeah, we in Cincinnati, brother. House Israel, Cincinnati. If you come down around that time, let me tell you and tell all the people that November 4th, another great debate held at Wilberforce University. What is the true religion of the black man? Wilberforce University, which is in Wilberforce, Ohio, a few minutes outside of Dayton, and is going to be what is the true religion of the black man. And we've been having these discussions for almost 7 years now, and it is going to be wonderful, of course. So it's 7 p.m. Check our website in the coming days, www.worldgatheringisrael.org for exact address, but it's Wilberforce University. November 4th. So if you come in around that time, make it at that time. Praise Yah.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good, man. I'm going to try to make it down there.
All right, brother. Hope to see you and talk to you soon.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah. Anybody else like to call in and praise the mighty Yah? This is your time. But if you don't want to and you want to hear some more words of the Creator, we have a little bit of time. And about the restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference being held in Jacksonville, Florida, November 27th through the 30th. That's Jacksonville, Florida, hosted by the House of Israel of Jacksonville, Florida, November 27th through the 30th. And it will be at the Hampton Inn, 1331 Prudential Drive, I-95. And it's going to be a beautiful conference that serve Yahweh. We should be there to hear the great laws of the Creator. That's Hampton Inn, Jacksonville, Florida, November 27th through the 30th, the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference. And you can register and send your hotel reservations right now. That's the Hampton Inn. And the number to the Hampton Inn in Jacksonville, Florida is 904-396-7770. That's 9-0-9-6-7-7-7-0. Call that number. Make your reservations for the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference. Hallelujah. And also, on the Sabbath day, tomorrow, on the Sabbath, beginning around 2 p.m., the House of Israel of Cincinnati, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia will all be broadcasting live. Go to worldgatheringisrael.org. Listening times and to be able to listen in. And all you have to do to listen to the House of Israel, Cincinnati, and Raleigh is to sign up for a free Pal Talk account, and you'll be able to listen to our class right on the website. Do that now. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. But we were talking about the great blessings of being an Israelite and how Yah's word is the truth and it is never old. So I also wanted to show you why I continue to walk in the ways of the Creator, because this way is the way every heathen, every nation wants to be like. They want to be like us, and they also want to die like us. Look in Numbers, the 23rd chapter. If you go to the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter, and start reading in the 8th verse, what does it state?
It reads, it says, how shall I curse whom Elohim have not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom Yahweh have not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned amongst the nations. Who can count the dust of Yahakob, and number of the fourth parts of Yisrael? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his.
So that's how the people want to go. They say, how can you curse whom Elohim has not cursed? Because the king was trying to get him to curse us, but Yahweh turned his cursing into a blessing. How can you curse whom Elohim has not cursed? And how shall you defy who Yahweh has not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. The people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. So why are we constantly attempting to be like the other nations and marrying these heathens and these Gentiles because they want to be like the other nations? And he said he wants to die the death of the righteous. He wants his last end to be like his. But our people want their last end to be like the heathen. They want to die like the heathen. They want an American flag placed on their coffin like the heathen. They want a preacher at their funeral. Gentile. They want a cross on their tombstone like the heathen. They want to be blessed in the name of Christ like the heathen. But that is not how Yahweh's children go. Yahweh's children go, and when we go to rest, it's only to rest, because those that are righteous shall rise to everlasting life. Pause, because we have a caller, and we're going to see what our caller would like to say. 770. Shalom, you're on the air. Shalom, you're on the air. Shalom. All right. I guess they didn't mean to press one. But our people are currently running to the heathen in the ways of the Gentiles. But Yahweh gave his people a commandment in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. This is why it's to the law and to the testimony, because this word of Yahweh does not end, it does not cease in Deuteronomy. I see we have another caller. We're going to go to our caller. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, Moray.
Shalom.
Hi, this is McCall from Atlanta. I just want to say praise Yah for his righteous laws. And thank you for teaching us that Yah's laws are right and they're not old, and continue to do Yah's will. And I just wanted to be a witness to say thank you for teaching that Yah's laws are righteous.
Hallelujah. Shalom. We appreciate your call. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom. Praise Yahweh. All glory be unto the Creator. And we were about to go to the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, for where we see Yahweh giving us a commandment on how we are to behave and what we are to do. In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the first verse,
it reads, "Hear you the words which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yah, Learn not the way of the heathen.
That's what Yahweh said. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen. Go ahead.
and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven.
Don't be confused. Don't be amazed. Don't be amazed by the signs of heaven. Don't be amazed and confused and dismayed and all caught in awe at the stars and how they position themselves in one season and how they position at the next season. And don't be dismayed that this star was shining a little brighter when you was born and this constellation was out when you were born and you can only be with these people when they were born, when the stars is out here and the sun is up high this way and the moon is looking like that. Don't be dismayed at them. Don't start having all kind of holidays because of the stars, Thanksgivings and Christmas, fake New Year's and Halloweens. Don't be dismayed at the stars and the signs of heaven. For who is dismayed at them?
For the heathens are dismayed at them.
For the customs of the people are vain. These are vain customs. Halloween, which is next week, is a vain custom. Don't send your children to trick-or-treat. What kind of nonsense is that? You're going to send your children into a neighborhood with a bunch of pedophiles and rapists and all kind of corrupt people and knock on the door. And they're going to say trick or a treat. Now, it might be a trick to the child and a treat for whoever's door they're knocking on. It's not safe. It's not wise. They're dressing up in costumes, wearing makeup. Men is dressing like women. Women is dressing like men, and they do that 364 days out of the year. They don't need a Halloween to do it. But they make an excuse, straight men are making an excuse to dress like a woman. This is vain customs. Vain. What else does it say? The ways of the heathen are vain. For one what?
Cutteth a tree out of the forest. The work of the hands of the workman with the axe.
So he cuts the tree down like they do during Christmas time. And what else?
They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not.
And that's what you do during Christmas time. You cut down the tree, you bring it in the house, you fasten it. I remember when I was young and they brought this tree in the house and we had to fasten it with nails and hammers. And then they upgraded and you got this little screw thing and screwed it in there and it fastened it with nails and hammers, and you put the silver and gold trimmings on the tree. This is a Christmas tree. They upright as a palm tree. They don't speak, but you put a little man's face on top of it, and you turn a light on over it. But they must needs be born. They got to be carried because they can't go. Don't be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither are them to do good. This is the Christmas tree. This is talking about the Christmas season in the Yule log. Don't you know the Yule log? That's a deity they serve. The Yule log, they burn the Yule log. I mean, all this stuff is just plain out vain buffoonery, vain customs. These customs, these are old. These get dusty. These are null in effect. Yah's words is never old. We have another caller. 513 area code. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Isha.
Shalom, my brother, Elder Eliah.
Brother, Yah got you working his instrument, that threshing instrument. And you are showing off for Yah, and I know Yah is smiling because he said he's gonna laugh at some people's faces anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But to follow up on your topic, it's so ironic. I just had a talk with one of the daughters of Zion, and she was trying to convince me of how just to be personable, individual, and just be good. If you can laugh, if you can have joy, if you can have happiness, that's all it takes. It doesn't take anybody trying to preach to you or trying to show you this and that and vice versa. And my question was to her, I said, but you know, you have to account for how you got the joy, the happiness, and the laughter. Because
right.
if you don't do that, it's all in vain. And so I was initially getting to your point that how can Yahweh be old by way of what the enemies did to try to make him old, to try to make him antiquated, to try to put him in a rest home, a mm-hmm. nursing home, you know, where he's just off the beat. And then to consider what you said as a subcategory of what you're saying about don't practice the ways of the heathen.
Mm-hmm.
And, brother, it brought me to a thought about what you were saying, and this is what Yah is meaning when he speaks to the men, the women, and anybody else, the other nations. You've got to be circumcised in the heart.
That's
your
right.
heart had the right ingredients placed in it, but your mind is full of pollution. It's full of evil. It's full of wickedness. And the mind represents the foreskin that's got to be cut away because Yahweh wants absolute trust from him. He's proven adequately that this world is polluted. It's wicked. It's doing mm-hmm. every unimaginable, abominable thing. We see it happening before our eyes. And it's no wonder that Yahweh says he requires a pass because he knows these idiots are going to do the same things that they've been doing all the while because they don't get it. They're blind, and they have a covering over their eyes. Let me close with this, brother.
All right.
I had a radio host. Do I have the time, or should I shut up?
You got a few seconds, brother.
Okay. A brother on a radio show said, the brother's an idiot. And I went and did the research, and I'm going to send back to him and have him Google the words Cretan, Christian, idiot, and put the disjunction R between each word. And I think what he'll find is I'm not warranted to be called an idiot. I'm not a Christian. I follow on the mighty Yahweh. I love him. I love his laws. I love what they do for our life. And to fellow Israelites, if you're not there, you're square in the wrong way. Thank you, brother, for letting me share with you because your
well,
show
praise
is
the
beautiful
mighty
and outstanding. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah, brother. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom. Like you call, like you comments. Praise Yahweh. Shalom.
Praise.
Hallelujah. And my brother's right. The word Christian gets its origins from the word Cretan, which is Latin for idiot. And that's what they called the people at Antioch, a bunch of idiots. Because you have to be lost, as our people are. And that's what Yahweh said. All of them, all of us are sick from the head to the toe. There's no soundness in them. But Yahweh, he's bringing back his truth. So praise the mighty Yah for his truth, for his words. And our show is coming to a close. So we praise the mighty Yahweh for everybody's call and participation and for your attentive ears. Praise the almighty creator, Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, the only creator, the only savior, lawgiver of Yisrael, and the only savior of Yisrael and the world. Hallelujah. Shalom.